Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today I had a catch-up with a friend of mine who is a wonderful facilitator. And, you know, she's been living her dream life for the past year and a half, almost two, since she quit her job. I'm very proud of her for her achievements. And it was great to talk through all the things that happened in the past 6 months and just review and set a intention for what comes next. And I also have been listening to a book called Rest. It talks about the importance of rest, how it's almost as important as actual work and deliberate work, and it talks about this idea for actual concentrated work, you know, like how quality work a person could reasonably expect maximum 3 to 5 hours, average 4 hours on a daily basis, expecting two days off a week, right? And there's real beauty in that, because you know, it's about knowing the limit, so you have right expectations for yourself, and then you can do the best work. It also allows you to schedule your day better. With right expectation, it's way easier to manage. I think a lot of people talk about the importance of morning. Before beyond anything, morning is more of a reasonable, manageable chunk of time for you to carve out for yourself. It's less about how you have to be a morning person. In terms of the way society is structured, it really makes it easier. So I have full intention of adjusting to that, and let's see how it goes. I'm gonna keep a daily diary and just monitor it. And towards end of the day, I received very sad news from a boyfriend. It happens that a friend of his passed away due to an accident. It's at such a young age. It's at the time that you wouldn't think about death, you know, and things happen. Just never know. I think because of my belief in Buddhism, so many things you can't explain in life, right? But for me, it does provide some counsel. And I also came across this wonderful stand-up comedian. He's called Zhou Wang, Huang Xi in Chinese. It happens that he actually is a biochemistry PhD, but pursued stand-up comedy on the side after he finished his PhD at age 31. And almost 10 years after he started doing it, finally had a breakthrough. And it's at the time that he was still relatively unknown, but was invited to David Letterman's show. And it really shows how something you never know when your break is gonna come. But in his case, he had a reason to persist. Because for him, I think around 2007 or something, he actually quit stand-up for a year because he received someone's comment saying, you know, he might never be accepted by the mainstream. And he was ready to give up. But while he continued his career as a researcher, he had a project with Harvard and noticed how there were Chinese professors at Harvard. So there are Chinese people who already made it to the top of the field. And he's like, well, but then there is no first generation Chinese immigrant in the stand-up comedy circle. So he wants to be that person. That's why he was motivated enough to go back. And a couple of years after that fateful return to the stand-up world, he had his break. And now he actually does stand up full time. He has his own talk show in China, and he basically tours the country both in China and in the US. He was invited to roast the Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, when he was the Vice President. Yeah, I mean, impressive achievement. And I think the most important aspect from the lesson from his experience and his life story is that just do what you love and don't expect results. In a sense, focus, it should be on the journey. It's almost cliche, but the focus should be on the journey. Alright, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.